This conference will now be recorded.
All right. In the interim, I will call the Labor Committee meeting to order at 5:45 on January 26th. First item we have on our agenda, I believe, is electing the chair for our committee, or technically the second item now that we've been called to order. So, do we have any nominations for chair of the Labor Committee? O'Brien.
I nominate Dickie Davis as chair.
Second.
Sorry, who was that second?
Ask.
Are there any other nominations? All right. I think then we can move to a roll call. Ask.
Aye.
Butterfield?
Aye.
Davis?
Aye.
O'Brien?
Aye.
All right, I'll defer to Chair Davis then for the election of the vice chair.
All right. Administrator Grammets, do we need to do a roll call first? Or should we do that after?
Well, we could. So we're already on record as voting.
Okay.
But it'd probably be a good thing to do roll call, yeah. Yeah, for the record.
All right. Samantha, do you want to do that?
Yep. I meant to at the beginning and I forgot. So thank you. I think what we've done in the past is I'll just announce who's here because it's easier than trying to go through electronically. So looks like we have Councilmember O'Brien, Councilmember Davis, Councilmember Butterfield, and Councilmember Ask, and also City Administrator Grammett and myself, the HR Director Samantha Beckman, and we have Marv Calvin as well, and looks like Shelby Lindrud as well.
All right. So do we have any nominations for the vice chair?
I'll nominate Michael O'Brien.
Okay. Anyone else? Is there a second?
I can second that.
All right. So then we'll vote on that.
Butterfield?
Aye.
Davis?
Aye.
O'Brien?
Aye.
Ask.
Aye.
All right.
Motion passes.
Thank you. And the next item on the agenda then is the city administrator search update. What do you have for that?
All right. So we did contact Baker Tilly, the firm who we worked with previously to hire a city administrator. And obviously something we would like to move forward with our search process as soon as possible, because you know how this June is creeping up on us when we will need to have a new administrator. I do have an update, however, for this CAR form for you. I posted this last week and I've gotten new information since then. So Baker Tilly is now going to perform or could perform our city administrator search for us at cost. So they would not charge us their full recruitment fee since our last recruitment went, I think, differently than planned. So that budgetary fiscal issues. I can update that if we move this forward to council. I will update that with the correct figure, which would actually be no more than $5,500.
That's great. That's great news. Okay. Mr. Butterfield?
Yeah, I see one thing that I don't like on this is we're giving them the exclusive recruitment rights over this. We have local employment agencies here in town. We have an HR staff here also. I believe we need to be putting more people to work at this and get the right fit for Wilmer versus doing this every 2 to 3 years. I think we need to open the door up to the local employment agencies here in town. They're paying taxes. They're employing workers here, right here in Wilmer.
Mr. Grammons, do you have anything to say?
There are approximately 4 or 5 specialty employment agencies that deal strictly with city administrators. And to be quite honest, the larger city you are, the more likely you are going to utilize those, even if you have an HR staff. I don't recall ever hearing any city go through a local employment agency for their city administrator, primarily because you're not pulling from historically your community. You know, obviously custodians you can pull from your community. You know, when the hospital looks for doctors, they don't necessarily go through the local employment agency because they're not pulling those individuals from the community. And administrators may apply from Maine to California to Wilmer. And it's more of a national search, and it is a specialty. And I'll just, you know, put that out there. That's typically what's done. And I've worked for cities, you know, very small that do it themselves. But the higher up it goes in population, the more likely you are going to use the HR services of the 5 major search firms, you know, in essence, in the nation. There are some that are regional. I know of one firm that historically does California and Florida and doesn't mess with anybody in between. Baker Tilly, which what used to be Springstead, is nationwide. They do from, like I say, all 50 states basically. So this is it's an interesting profession to draw from, and it does not stop an individual, you know, from the Wilmer area from applying. They just apply like everybody else. You know, they utilize the publications of the profession. They utilize you know, state organizations like the League of Minnesota City that we belong to, and so they do key in on it, and that's why Wilmer has used it in the past. There are, like I say, there are probably a few more organizations, but Baker Tilly has a relationship with the city of Wilmer.
Samantha?
Mr. O'Brien?
How much does it cost again? Tell me again, how much does it cost for us to use this organization?
This firm, it would now be no more than $5,500.
$5,500?
Prior to, it was roughly $20,000, which in essence is what a normal firm would charge if it was one of the other 3 or 4 city administration firms. But because of the process that was used last time, they did have a 2-year guarantee that if the individual didn't stay 2 years, they would then come back and do it for nothing. I was an interim. I was actually an employee of the city at the time, and there was a paragraph that basically says, you know, if you have an internal candidate, then the warranty is off. We won't come back and do it free the next time. I would argue that I was an interim employee, not a full-time, you know, employee. My tenure was going to be short, so I don't really fit that category. And I guess they had a discussion amongst themselves, and they sort of agreed with that concept. And then they came back and said, instead of the $20,000 fee, we'll just charge the actual cost, no labor, just the cost of advertising, the cost of printing, and, you know, the travel time and et cetera, which they have stated it not to exceed 5,500. So from the perspective of they cut it down into 25% of what the fee was, which is normal and customary. I think, you know, the firm recognizes that they did give us a warranty, therefore they should, you know, provide something.
As the city, do we run ads in the local newspaper?
Not in recent history. When I first started here, we had done some newspaper advertisements, but we have mostly discontinued those for online advertising. But we have done it before, and certainly could. The only thing is, obviously, we would only reach Wilmer if we did the local newspaper and that surrounding area. So it would be a smaller pool that we would reach if we did that, but we could certainly supplement with that.
Yeah, just as an example, I just want to pass on this. I've worked in three states, and Wilmer is my sixth city, and my profession is much like that. It's not, in the old days, you used to stay, you know, 25, 30 years and maybe do two cities or something like that. It's more common to stay about 5 years and move on. And it's more common to, I've got friends that were in Iowa that are now in Tennessee. I've got, friends in Florida that used to be in Wisconsin, you know, in Iowa, now in California. So as a profession, we move around nationally, and that's where the national advertising taps into. It doesn't stop us from advertising local. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't, you know, put it in the Wilmer paper. But your target market is for Wilmer is historically somebody who's been in the profession for, you know, probably 10 to 15 years and has another, you know, 15, 20 years to go before retirement.
When I look at the record that we have right now is how many we've had and how many years, how many administrators we had in the last 7 years?
If you don't count the interims, which are required, at least thought to be required to get you through the rehiring process, I think it would be three, or, you know, I'd be like the fourth one. So three, there would have been some interims in the middle, and then I was interim and then was hired full time. This is rare. I'm gonna tell you that it's pretty rare. It's more likely in the profession that you see at least a minimum of 3 years professionally. Anybody who's a member of the International City Managers Association, which is a nationwide organization for city administrators and managers, and also includes like 14 other countries, they do say that, you know, 2 years is bare minimum. To stay, you know, so you don't hop from one job to another. 2 years is bare minimum, but on average, you're seeing it probably closer to 5 year tenure for city administrators. And then, like I say, I was in New Ulm for 17 years. That's a long time for city administrators.
Council member Ask had a question.
I think this makes a lot of sense to me. I think it made sense before Samantha brought, you know, the new discounted updated price to us. I mean, it's a very specific role. It's a very professional role. If we're looking to be a regional city, this is certainly, I think, the direction that we go for something like this. Hopefully we have a little bit better luck as far as longevity of the person that we hire. But I think working with a firm like this that knows and has a lot of experience with this type of hire is the best move. But also a question, Brian, most of us in this committee are relatively new to council, but did city council not take some sort of action requesting this quote previously? Was a decision made already that we're moving in the direction of a firm and we're just about picking which one at this point? Can you explain a little of that history, or maybe I've just dreamed all of this?
Yeah, I think around, I don't think it was like December 1st, I submitted my notice to the city council that I'd be leaving around June 2nd of 2021. And that gave, 6 months. It was probably a tough time to actually do anything because a new council was coming in. We were going through the budget. So there's going through the public hearings and adoptions and the end of the year, and you got the holidays and all the other good stuff thrown in. And then we moved into January. But near the end of December, both the labor and subsequent to that, the city council said we want to proceed in this direction and ask staff to, in essence, get a quote. And bring it back. And so that's what we have done. And understanding full well that there's a new city council after the first of the year, that started on January 11th, things can always change, but that was the direction staff was given. And that's what we're following up on. We're letting labor know that we've made the contact, we've got the proposal, we've got the cost, down. And we'll be changed before it gets to the council. So it was a council directive to pursue this, and eventually it has to get back to the council to decide, if that's a good contract or not.
Sure. Thank you. And thank you for your work and the staff's work in bringing this to us. I think this is great and certainly doesn't stop good local candidates from applying either, but gives us a lot of help in setting a strong process for a city of this size.
Yeah, I feel like it's a really good price for the service that we're getting, and local people can still apply the same way as everyone else. And this way we have help with the interview process and everything that takes place as well. Mr. Butterfield, do you have a question?
Yes, I'm not saying that we just totally eliminate it. I'm saying we get rid of this exclusive recruitment. And we also market it, call up all the employment agencies here in town to also market it. Believe me, I used to run an employment agency here in town for over 10 years, for about 10 years, I should say. We did hiring from out of state, brought people in to Wilmer. We've hired for the city of Spicer. Two people are still there for the city of Spicer. There is more than just finding somebody to go to a hog farm or a turkey farm. There's a lot more that Mary does, Sandy does, Westaff does, Elvira does. There's more than what you guys are looking into it. I'm not saying we eliminate this. I'm saying we ask them to remove that. We also contact our local and say, here's your chance, go to work. We'll see what you got. And now we're going to be getting a bigger pool of better candidates than just a select few candidates.
Councilmember Ask.
Brian, could you respond to how would Baker Tilly likely respond to the request what Mr. Butterfield is suggesting there?
Good question, because I'm going to assume that the local employment agencies are going to want to be compensated also. If they were to find somebody and bring somebody in, I'm assuming that.
Councilmember Butterfield.
When I was doing it, the industry standard was 10% of the salary. So, $100,000 would be $10,000. Locally here, I'm sure that all four or five of these employment agencies are going to want to get their foot in the door. And I'm sure they're not going to do the industry standard to do that. Because once you open door up for this, next time the city is looking for a public works person, they're going to want in on that too. I'm just saying, let's open it up and just stop doing the way we were doing business in the past. We're brand new council here. Let's open up. Let's get more better qualified candidates and a better pool to pick from. So we can get somebody here 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Mick Schmidt was here, I think, for the city for 30 years, 20 to 30 years. That's somebody that I want in the spot. That's going to be here and commit to Wilmer.
Yeah, Yeah, I believe, you know, the tenure is a good thing. It reduces the ups and the downs, obviously. But I also have, by hiring even people below the city administrator, I've always held the belief that I want to hire the best person possible. You know, so if they're here 5 years, I'll hire the next best person possible. The, you know, hiring somebody for, you know, 30 years, you know, it just doesn't, believe it or not, doesn't happen that often anymore. The tenure of city administration and government all by itself started about 20 some years ago, that that the tenure of city administrators and managers started shortening up dramatically across the nation. You know, governments became more, you know, whether you say other influences were coming in, and the path for some cities gets bumpier, and the first person that they're going to get rid of, quite honestly, is a city administrator, because the council members aren't going to say, okay, I'm going to go to another town. You know, it's always, we're going to get new leadership. So just generally, administration has become shorter. I don't know how Baker Tilly would respond to that. I've never seen it done. Not saying it can't be done, but I've never seen it done where the city embarks on more than one search. Yeah. I don't know what to say. I'd have to ask Baker Tilly representative whether or not that if they would just walk away then, if we're gonna do it local.
Councilmember Ask.
Are we looking for a motion on this? Is this the recommended action? Is that an appropriate motion for this committee?
Yeah, that would it would need to either get recommended some course of action for the city council to move on. It could be the one that's recommended. It could be anything you want that you would forward on. We would then change the action request form and put it on a city council action request with the motion that is made and voted on if it's not the one that's currently proposed.
Sure. Okay. I will then make a motion to adopt a resolution entering in to a contract with Baker Tilly for the city administrator search.
Okay, does anyone have a second? Can I second it as a chair or no?
Yes.
Then I'll second it.
Then we need a voice. Roll call.
All right. Davis.
Aye.
O'Brien.
Aye.
Ask.
Aye.
Butterfield.
Nay.
That motion passes.
All right. Then we can move on to the fourth item, which is miscellaneous. What do you have for us, Samantha?
I did want to just mention, I know the forensic analyst position is going to be discussed at the February 9th meeting. I know some people had talked about that beforehand, so I wanted to bring it up so people still knew it was going to be addressed, but it would be at the next labor meeting in 2 weeks. On February 9th.
Sounds good.
Samantha, did you want to just like kind of go over the timetable for the known labor negotiations to bring them up to speed? Because some, as three of the committee members aren't probably even aware that we're in the middle of labor negotiations, it might be something of interest to them at least.
Yeah, sure. Well, that was the good news. We do have one contract settled. Our labor, law enforcement labor services was settled last year. We do have a proposal out to the supervisor unit that they are still reviewing, but we do not have another meeting scheduled with them yet. So we'll wait and see if they have a vote. And tomorrow we meet with both of our AFSCME units. We have a general unit, which is kind of the catch-all, for lack of a better word, catch-all union. And then we also have the Public Works Union meeting tomorrow. They're both AFSCME and they both have the same rep. That'll be maybe our third round of meetings with the AFSCME unit. And it'll be our third proposal, I believe, that we'll be giving to them as well. So hopefully things go well tomorrow, and otherwise, yeah, we won't have any contracts to come forth on the first as of today.
All right, sounds good. Thank you. Is there anything else? Oh, Councilmember O'Brien. Sorry.
I just wanted to mention too that, you know, in addition to what Samantha said, that the analyst position, we will be having Chief Felt and an analyst Rush Meadley at that meeting as well.
Okay, sounds good. All right, do we have anything else? Move to adjourn.
Second.
All right, we are adjourned. Thank you.